No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 29th day of December. Can hardly believe this. Words coming out of my mouth. What am I saying? The year is coming to a close. And wow, you're doing it. You did it. Somehow we did it together. What a good feeling that is. And chances are you did it imperfectly. But we're letting go of the imperfection to embrace this present moment. And we're not letting anything take us out in this present moment, because there's plenty that could. And I'm fighting. If you can't tell, I'm fighting to be here with you in this present moment and to read God's word and to finish together. Let's just finish together. We don't have to finish strong. Let's just finish together. We started the book of Revelation yesterday, and it's no secret. I thought the best way to approach this is with all honesty and transparency. I have a very difficult relationship. Complicated. Let's call it complicated. Complex. I've called complicated my whole life. Complex is much more forgiving. Complex relationship with the book of Revelation, as it brought immense fear, like irrational fear in my young heart, my young life. As an approach to come to Christ, come to the altar. And even though I don't know exactly what it is and what it all means, I've read the Bible now enough to know that fear is not a fair or compelling way to get anyone to do anything we want to do. It's used as a means of control and manipulation. Let's just do better than that. The gospel, we don't have to fear people into coming to the gospel. We just have to share the love of Christ. And so with this complex relationship, I've put aside the fear, but I still don't understand it enough to talk and relate to it. And so my core value is that I don't talk about anything I don't understand myself. So we're going to do the best that we can as we make our way through the book of Revelation to finish the year off together. Today, we're going to read Revelation 6 through 11. And this week, we are reading the Christian Standard Bible, Revelation chapter 6. Then I saw the Lamb open up one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there was a white horse. Its rider held a bow. A crown was given to him, and he went out as a conqueror in order to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse went out, a fiery red one, and its rider was allowed to take peace from the earth so that people would slaughter one another. And a large sword was given to him. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and there was a black horse. Its rider held a set of scales in his hand. Then I heard something like a voice among the four living creatures say, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, but do not harm the oil and wine." When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and there was a pale green horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following after him. They were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill by the sword, by famine, by plague, and by the wild animals of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slaughtered because of the word of God and the testimony they had given. They cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, the one who is holy and true, how long until you judge those who live on the earth and avenge our blood?" So they were each given a white robe, and they were told to rest a little while longer until the number would be completed of their fellow servants and their brothers and sisters who were going to be killed just as they had been. Then I saw him open the sixth seal. A violent earthquake occurred. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of hair. The entire moon became like blood. The stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its unripe figs when shaken by a high wind. The sky was split apart like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the nobles, the generals, the rich, the powerful, and every slave and free person hid in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of their wrath has come. And who was able to stand?" After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, restraining the four winds of the earth, so that no wind could blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel rising up from the east who had the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were allowed to harm the earth and the sea, "Don't harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we seal the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the Israelites, 12,000 sealed from the tribe of Judah, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 sealed from the tribe of Benjamin. After this I looked, and there was a vast multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language, which no one could number, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and along with the elders and the four living creatures, they fell face down before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "Who are these people in white robes and where did they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." Then he told me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. The one seated on the throne will shelter them. They will no longer hunger. They will no longer thirst. The sun will no longer strike them, nor will any scorching heat. For the Lamb who is at the center of the throne will shepherd them. He will guide them to springs of the waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand in the presence of God. Seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel with a golden incense burner came and stood at the altar. He was given a large amount of incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar in front of the throne. The smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up in the presence of God from the angel's hand. The angel took the incense burner, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it to the earth. There were peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. The first angel blew his trumpet, and hail and fire mixed with blood were hurled to the earth. So a third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel blew his trumpet, and something like a great mountain ablaze with fire was hurled into the sea. So a third of the sea became blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from heaven. It fell on a third of the rivers and springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood. So many of the people died from the waters because they had been made bitter. The fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. I looked and heard an eagle flying high overhead, crying out in a loud voice, "Woe! Woe! Woe to those who live on the earth because of the remaining trumpet blasts that the three angels are about to sound." The fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from heaven to earth. The key for the shaft to the abyss was given to him. He opened the shaft to the abyss, and smoke came up out of the shaft like smoke from a great furnace, so that the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke from the shaft. Then locusts came out of the smoke onto the earth, and power was given to them like the power that scorpions have on the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green plant, or any tree, but only those people who do not have God's seal on their foreheads. They were not permitted to kill them, but were to torment them for 5 months. Their torment is like the torment caused by a scorpion when it stings someone. In those days, people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. The appearance of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. Something like golden crowns was on their heads. Their faces were like human faces. They had hair like a woman's hair. Their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had chests like iron breastplates. The sound of their wings was like the sound of many chariots with horses rushing into battle. And they had tails with stingers like scorpions, so that with their tails they had the power to harm people for 5 months. They had as their king the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek he has the name Apollyon. The first woe has passed. There are still two more woes to come after this. The sixth angel blew his trumpet. From the four horns of the golden altar that is before God, I heard a voice say to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels who were prepared for the hour, day, month, and year were released to kill a third of the human race. The number of mounted troops was 200 million. I heard their number. This is how I saw the horses and their riders in the vision. They had breastplates that were fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. The heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and from their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. A third of the human race was killed by these three plagues, by the fire, the smoke, and the sulfur that came from their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, because their tails, which resemble snakes, have heads that inflict injury. The rest of the people who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands to stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, which cannot see, hear, or walk. And they did not repent of their murders, their sorceries, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. His face was like the sun. His legs were like pillars of fire. And he held a little scroll opened in his hand. He put his right foot on the sea, his left on the land, and he called out with a loud voice like a roaring lion. When he cried out, the seven thunders raised their voices, and when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Seal up what the seven thunders said, and do not write it down." Then the angel that I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. He swore by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it. There will no longer be a delay, but in the days when the seventh angel will blow his trumpet, then the mystery of God will be completed, as he announced to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice that I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, "Take and eat it. It will be bitter in your stomach, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth." Then I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I ate it, my stomach became bitter. And they said to me, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings." Then I was given a measuring reed like a rod with these words, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count those who worship there. But exclude the courtyard outside the temple. Don't measure it, because it is given to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. I will grant my two witnesses authority to prophesy for 1,260 days dressed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone wants to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and consumes their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this way. They have authority to close up the sky so that it does not rain during the days of their prophecy. They also have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every plague whenever they want. When they finish their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the abyss will make war on them, conquer them, and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie in the main street of the great city, which figuratively is called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. And some of the peoples, tribes, languages, and nations will view their bodies for 3.5 days and not permit their bodies to be put into a tomb. Those who live on the earth will gloat over them and celebrate and send gifts to one another because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. But after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them and they stood on their feet. Great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." They went up to heaven in a cloud, while their enemies watched them. At that moment, a violent earthquake took place. 1/10 of the city fell, and 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake. The survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. Take note, the third woe is coming soon. The seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." The 24 elders who were seated before God on their thrones fell face down and worshiped God, saying, "We give you thanks, Lord God, the Almighty, who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, but your wrath has come. The time has come for the dead to be judged and to give the reward to your servants, the prophets, to the saints, and to those who fear your name, both small and great. And the time has come to destroy those who destroy the earth." Then the temple of God in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant appeared in his temple. there were flashes of lightning, rumbles and peals of thunder, an earthquake, and severe hail. Okay, so here's what I can tell you that I know based on what we read. The book of Revelation is said to be written by John, either John, who wrote also 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, or a prophet named John. The book of Revelation is apocalyptic literature. The Bible is made up of several different styles of writing. Narrative, apocalyptic, talking take two, apocalyptic, allegory, poetry. So we have to understand which one we're reading at which time. This book in particular is apocalyptic literature. Obviously, tons of symbolism. Again, I just want to be vulnerable enough to say I don't know it well enough to translate it or break it down. And so we're just going to pause here today and thank God for His Word. And thank Him that He brings understanding and revelation through His Word as we seek Him, as we seek to know and understand His Word for ourselves. And so, Jesus, thank You. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive that which we are still closed, blinded, and shut off to. And reveal the truth of who You are through Your Word. May we, Father, be cautious to not speak about what we don't yet understand or know, and spread it as truth. If we do this as we read Your Word, we are not spreading a truth. We are spreading lies and deception. And I pray that we would be more responsible than that. We love You and we worship You. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Couple days left in this year. We're winding it down together. Couple of days left in the 20th year before we begin the 21st. Not here at Chronological, but Daily Audio Bible in its existence. And if you would allow me just a second to brag on my husband, this is the longest running podcast in the history of podcasts. I think that's a pretty big deal. And I think it's worth celebrating because of the dedication and the faithfulness of Brian to this community and reading it on days where he didn't want to show up, days where he shouldn't have shown up. He was still here. And I'm very proud of that. Very proud of him for that. And I'm very thankful for each and every one of you. If you would like to partner with us and keep another log glowing and going on the global campfire, several different ways for you to do that. You're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do that. 800-583-2164. That is the number for Chronological. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, or you can utilize the app again. Hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that wheel over to Chronological to ensure that it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We're one step closer, one day closer to nearing the end of this journey together. What a joy, an honor, a very big privilege it's been. to be here with all of you. And we'll be here again tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hi, family. This is Sally from Massachusetts. And I had called in a while ago for my friend Bruce. He's in stage 4 kidney failure, and the doctors were not putting him on a list for kidney transplant. That is finally going to happen. So please pray for Bruce that a kidney will be found quickly and the surgery will go smoothly. And that Bruce's health will continue to get better. Thank you, family.
Hello, DABC family. This is Diana from Florida, and I want to pray for Kayla and Anthony because, praise report, they are 16 weeks along, and what a blessing that is to hear. We rejoice with you indeed, and we want to pray for the Lord to continue to guard that womb, continue to guard Anthony and Kayla's hearts, and continue to utilize this opportunity to bring them closer to Jesus. Sweet Jesus, we thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus, that this baby is healthy. There was a healthy heartbeat found, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, that 16 weeks along, that's quite a significant leap. And we are so, so grateful to you, God, the giver of life and the one who knit together this child in Kayla's womb. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would continue to guard her womb, God, that you would continue to protect Kayla and Anthony, Lord, as they journey and progress through parenthood, oh Lord God, and that in the name of Jesus, this child would be carried through to term and would live a healthy and long life. Lord Jesus, we also pray that Kayla and Anthony would draw closer to you and that you would draw closer to them through this experience. We also pray because it seems that Kayla is in the service. When you say service, not sure she meant military service, but whatever service this means, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would use Kayla, Lord God, to preach the gospel and for others to come to Christ as a result, and vice versa, that she would grow and learn in the faith. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your goodness and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Kitty from Arizona calling to pray that everybody has a blessed and wonderful 2026. Thank you, Hardin family, and everyone from behind the scenes for all you've done in your 20th year. Happy anniversary. Love everyone, listening to all the prayers and all the prayer warriors. Thank you so much. You're all wonderful. I do hope this gets played because my recording for the campfire or the Christmas greetings said it went through and it never got played on either one. So I'm hoping this one goes through. Love you very much. Take care.